Good. Yeah.
So we're in the middle over here. I'm not. We.
Right. So we'll
sentence or even
back up a little bit and go right. My office man am tabas a new game. So it's come as a tom so some of the shadayach that's koilo. He says be elu shnei psukim koilo kol darke hayira vein hamisha leira lelechas bedarche Hashem k'mo shomer azal morach v'atarachum hagimul in koya avas Hashem b'levavat shimso nashu v'avuroi. Dal das Hashem chol gracha v'chol machshav is ma'isav v'chol machshav is ma'asav yupni on dech Hashem v'zod v'chayev v'avodes Hashem ahein l'kayim is esesei patem v'tiktukeihem v'hein v'vorem v'posik echad v'mishna Torah. So he's basically, what he did was he's re-quoting the pasuk in ve'at yisrael asher Hashem chok in the year as Hashem one l'leches chol drachav two La'avoy say three, la'avoyd es Hashem l'kechol v'ochol nafshecha, lishan tzvistas Hashem. Ve'inlumas chamishuchum shetayra. Which, again, I'm not sure what exactly how that is. V'zeh she'oma ma'yofis hulumas ha'yira, k'oshka zoye chodesh lesan shapir l'chol oysin bar osiyud, v'yofis shpir, we spoke about that, k'oshka zoye shekechem v'la yofis she'os Hashem, v'kiflayim de'beiz da'agani lor v'tatoy, that's why it's called that's why it's called my yafisa my aunt pierce tevis yafa oil of hashem kiflai my tevis the euro or based on your sonja sorry mus umana am to the umas aleches bedake hashem kemoisha amur drachel darchi noyam who based on rav chesed tevis namus oil of kiflai and rav chesed the noyer iloi betatoi ki korikain v'rav chesed. Okay, so here he speaks about the leches bedarke Hashem is drachel darche noyam. The drachel darche noyam obviously does not override any mitzvah be'etzim. Somebody will say he does like fasting and kippah. It's not drachel darche noyam, Dick. It's obviously nonsense. But when you're talking, so when there's a specific mitzvah, drachel darche noyam is automatic. If Hashem said it, this is good. But when it's a question of how to be kind of mitzvah, chalitza, how to do chalitza, what to pick for a lulav, and so on, that becomes an esek. That's where drachel darchei noyam comes into play. It's also drachel darchei noyam means as follows: you have the goal that you're attaining, and then you have drachim. The drachim are, like I said before, it's not a specific maisa mitzvah, but rather it's a mahalach. In other words, what is your general place in the bria? Mahu af ata is, it all speaks about the noam chesed aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Pirish Tevis, if umana am tchu l'umas l'lech l'dachi Hashem, So the inyanim of midas and so on, all those inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things, you know, so that people have it good, that all falls under the category of noam, of ne'imus. The Nohir Iloy B'Tatoi, he Korgam came Rav Chesed. Avu Kineged La'avas Hashem Lekecha, B'Sa'anugim, Moshe Oma Haroit La'achkim Yadrim, Oz Tis'ane, sorry, U'Kineged La'avas Hashem Lekecha, B'Tanugim, so Kimoshe Kosev, so it says, my Ephes Mana Amt Avu Tanugim, Kimoshe, Kosev Aroitz Lahachkim Yadrim, and Ostisanig Al Hashem. So, what exactly is the Kesha of, you know, what's he says? So, take a look in 632. He says that the Tainugin Ave is Nekinyan Achachma. In other words, the place that we have a Tainug the Ave Kinachachma. ותסענג בדשא נפשכם, בדשא נפשכם לא למעבו, וכן בתחי נפשכם, כי כמו יש הדובו ששום מבדושה הוא תיינג הגוף, כן התורי וחוכמו תיינג הנשום וחייהו. So the place where you have oineg specifically is in Chachma. So the Ava Besanugim is going specific on that area. Mehemna Parshis Tzav Usliko Delay Tehele Avo de Yemina Vechesed. So he says over here it means that the shurish of it comes, in other words, the reyach nechach goes up and it becomes part of the yamin of chesed, and b'meila haroitzel lehachkim yadim. So what he's saying is that the haroitzel lehachkim yadim means that it's the tainug of the mokum of tanugim is specifically in Chachma, and the reason is because, I mean, you have many places. Zohar says that if taiva had not been created, then you wouldn't have the koch and the learning. The mokum, when a person does mitzvahs, let's understand a little bit why this is the area of tainug. All of the mitzvahs are asiyas of a person. There's nothing a person has be'etzem that remains with him from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is an act they're going to do. So of course there's a ruchnistic spirit of some sort, there's some sort of connection, but the mitzvah itself, a person put on it tefillin, now he took off the tefillin. But when a person deals with chachma, so this is the only place where a person gets something. In other words, in the world of Torah, and the person gets chachma. So it's tainug is shayach from something that comes to you, something that you receive. And memela of all of the chelkei mitzvahs that shayach to tainug is this. Shabbos, we have a chiv to be me'anik to Shabbos. We're the ones who create a tainug that we associate with Shabbos. But chachma be'etzem is the only ruchnistic acquisition that we get. And b'meila, we get this the chachma, and we get tainug from it.
So Rabbi, what do we mean by this chachma? Because in a very simplistic sense, chachma is geschmack, because I'm really, really smart. I'm smarter than everyone else. I get a power trip. I know how to do things. I can make money. But we don't mean the simplistic kind of chachma.
No. So that's competition. That's the chachmas nitzuach. That's the tainug of nitzuach, of winning over somebody, getting better somebody. The etzem, like it says, like the famous Rambam, that chayeh bala chachma without chachma is not it's not chayim. The person, why does a person want to know, understand? So people who are not bali chachma, people who are not very developed in chachma, so in economy, they don't care for it. But a person who has a keshet to chachma, the only thing that drives him is tainug, is oinik, to understand something. There's a mokum tainug in a person, a lot deeper and finer than tainug of achila. You know, tainug means I have to receive some sort of pleasure. So the chachma is something that I receive and I get. A person has the possibility of being misanig of the chachma. We'll assume everybody has in him a possibility. Some people it's much more open, some people less. But a person, the famous Gemara that Yopanim Atzehuvim, you must be either Roya Chaza or Malva Beribis, and he told him, no, I'm somebody who both of them are Asar, he said, I learn. The Pshat is, Chaza is something that is physically the most ma'anig. It's fat and whatever. The malbe beribitz on the level of nefesh, which is greed, malbe beribitz is where it's all about. You know, as a business where you have to work hard and produce stuff and sell it, maybe yes, maybe not. Lending out money is the most profitable route. So malbe beribitz is the second possibility where a person gains a tainug at a different level. And he said both of those are asa. And the equivalent of that on a nafshistic level is chachma. The famous morals category of guf and nefesh and seichel. So the guf is chaza, and that's the most pleasurable, you know, it's the most magushim, pleasurable food. And then there's a step further than that, and that is for the nefesh, which is greed, ambition, etc. Malva beribis is the ultimate tainu. And then there's chachma for the person who's a baal seichel. And that's, you know, and so when we talk about being, you know, har of nashem, because there's a fin of yisrael, means that we want to experience that arevus. It's part of the ruchnius of chachma, that a person experiences that arevus.
But isn't the tainug that a person has, let's say, with his spouse, it's not that I get something, it's that...
It's a chush mishush. It's something that the person's, it excites his senses, and there's an input to his senses of some physical pleasure. So the Rambam calls it chush mishush, because at the end of the day, it's overwhelmingly a touch sensation in different parts of the body. Mashain came when I do a pu'ula, it's a very different type of here. Over there, I'm some part of my sensory system is being excited. That's the that title. Okay, so he says, Zois kamasek domsel sam. This is part of it, in the middle. Who can neged lavers Hashem ladasay se becholim ganim af bechilish tiv shadrom mechreichim meshom bemedrash matoma im psilus va'olo became a skufa bleikum klal kein oveshensbach im psilus afachilos shosas atzorchaguf vu besoid shir kaima avne sheham vu pchina achroina kol chabad. So let's go slowly this one. He says over here that first of all the means the kaima class was like a tumor, which means everything flows straight into the trunk. Most other trees have branches and things that twist and turn. A tumor goes straight. It means everything is incorporated into Avodas Hashem, and therefore it's something which takes a chil and shtir of a person. He brings it into Avodas Hashem. When he talks about the besoid shir koim over here, take a look at the bottom 641. He says he brings to tikkun hazeh, the likud tikkun hazeh, shifcha de gufa. Leis kamot adam sa sama, man de yoda shir koim de lo I yoris alma de osi de iu vav. So the shir koim is how all of the spirit and others of HaKadosh Baruch Hu fit into a straight line. How all of it is one, it's one long mahalach without any twists and turns. As opposed to a person, mashal, a person who does some activities during the day that are not mitzvah to Shema, so they go to whichever direction. And there are bits and pieces, there are all sorts of pieces that are not aligned with the central part of the tamar, with the central part of the line. This is something which is totally aligned with it. And this is the shir koima of a tamar that shayach to people that do everything Hashem Shemayim. That's the way he describes it. And he says over here, the that it's koil chabad. So I think he means that everything in the if something is straight, the nafkamina, if something is straight or crooked, is does the last piece have the first piece incorporating it. In other words, imagine I started out with a kavana to help Ruvain. I got sidetracked. I got involved with something else. So somewhere along the line, I'm no longer aligned with that goal anymore because I've taken a detour. So it started out as X, Y, Z, ended up being something similar, not quite. When my shirish expresses itself all the way down into the very end of it, that's where I see the hemshik. It's one of the, it's, everyone said pshat, that's why by Yaakov Avinu, it says that Esav, the Sasha Esav was Naga Bekaf Yerech, and he was Soleil Raglai. So the, so Tamez HaKadosh says, Tamchen Deraisa, these are the people supported, and so on. So the Pashup Shad is that Torah has shortened funds, which it stands MS that way also. No problem. But I think there's another Nakuda, I think it's very important. When Torah is the way it should be, then the support of Torah is in line with it. The standard of Yashrus that is in where I'm holding up the building is the same as the building. So, Lamashal, if I build on strong soil, on rock soil, I build a building, the pillars will be an extension of the building. If I'm building it on bad soil, then those pillars, I purchase them in the ground somewhere further along. So basically what I'm doing is I'm taking the pillar and I'm moving the weight to be somewhere else, not under the building, but in a different place, wherever there's bedrock. So let's say Marshall, the support for the learning is coming from drachim that are not quite aligned with the standard of the learning. So we have the goof of Yaakov, the learning, the Torah is there, but it's supported by a foot that's not aligned with the body. It's hard to say that this mahalach in getting the funds is in line with the yashus of the rest of the group. So what he succeeded, Sasha succeeded in doing is being pegea in the straight line of the tmicha. That's what he's saying over here. It's something which is it's a gum in the koima of the person. So when a person limps, when he's sitting, it's okay. But when he starts walking, when you look at the entire koima, the koima maloshon, what keeps him on his feet, what makes him stand up straight, that's where we have a problem. So the issue over there is this nekud over here. So the damsel of summer is the b'chin achrona koil chabad means that you have everything you have the final junction being called the original point. A lot of times you start out the muscle with some sort of cause, but when it comes to the practical fulfillment of it, it takes a lot of different twists and turns, and then you're missing something. Okay. So he says, "Vishadayach, hey my mitzvahs, bestoyed, shakei dogish v'rafa, ase v'leis ase, minus mile." So he says over here, the shadayim over here have. Let's take a look. He explained it's a reference to a it's fine. Let's take a look 6:45. Vishadayach, he says, is I am Beit Chaim Chof Chesam Beis. But inyan, kihina inika zois hem yoinkim in a shadayim, not in shalima, So we're talking about a certain yanika. We're talking about mitzvahs now. And he's talking about the yanika of mitzvahs. So the yanika is him yonkim ashadayim, v'dadim shul ima, v'noide kebchimas hadadim nikra shem shakai. In other words, shakai and shadayim is the reason. V'ine espatzanu kishakai gematra avaya, shadal oisis avayim chofov, and basically he says, let's get to the end of it. He explains Dogish and the Rough over here. It's you can read it with a sometimes with Dogish and Rough, it's a different thing with Adimus Rachmim. Take a look at the last piece, Vincent Tikunizoya. Vamma Tikunizoya, Vachai Zotsoy Vishav, Ritsoy Bidogish, Vishav Birofa. We are doer Shad Dogish Udin, Kosha, Racha Rachmim, Mesham Besefitzir, Beshel Shonis, Rachvi Kosha. So Lemaisa, you have two types of mitzvahs, a mitzvahs that are esse and los esse. One comes from min, one comes from smoil, and the word shadayim, you have two, you have a shin, the dogish, out of dogish, depending on this. Basically, let's explain what he's saying. He's trying to say that the shadayim are two over here. They're connected to kiyum mitzvahs, and the reason being, one is midas hadin, one is midas hachesed, one is midas hadin, and you have them both in the world of mitzvahs, esem is lois esem. I want to explain a little bit what that means, why mitzvahs esem is connected to midas hachesed, and lois esem is going to be hadin. The tachlis of mitzvahs esem, of mitzvah esem, is to give a person a shef of ruchnius, and so on. The tachlis of mitzvahs lois is not just to you know, the person shouldn't do things that are dangerous or bad. That's not the shorish of it. The shorish of mitzvahs lois is to give a person a tzura. In other words, if I take a piece of Jello, and a Jello. I can make the Jello look like a horse, but then the Jello just rolls and becomes something else, and something else, and something else. The Jello has no tzura because it's lacking a line that gives it that limits it. It basically. What Jello does is just spreads out in all directions. Does not have a tzura. A stone, when you carve a statue out of a stone, extremely powerful because it's cut in stone. The boundaries are very sharply defined boundaries. And since the sharply defined boundaries, we give a tzura and a shape to that. If we see a person who's all over the place, and does whatever he feels like all the time, however he feels like, we don't see an Ishmaila. He's all over the place. We don't see anything. Masha Ein Kain, when a person has very, very specific gedorim, I do this, I don't do this, I never go here, I don't that. When you have a strong sense of self-discipline, it's very becoming. It's a person of tzura. When you have a picture where the lines are not defined sharply, then it's very irritating. I see a blur, I see a picture all over. I don't see sharp, crisp lines over here, and I don't see a thing. So whenever I have a crisp type of tzura, I have sharply defined lines that create the picture. So the Loisa says, are the sharply defined lines of the Ish Hamayla. So we have essays, which are what we are. We have lois essays that make us what we are by defining us. You know, when I tell you that something is, when I have a word like thing, the word thing is a lousy word. It's not a nice word because it has no precision. It's anything. So when I say stuff, wow, it's an amazing word because it covers anything. What do you have? I have a thing. So because the word doesn't mean any specific thing, it doesn't mean anything. The Olam of Ruchnius requires for a person to be a Ruchnius person, the Gevulas are what define him as Ruchnius. I am Ruchnius, therefore I do not do this, I do not do that, I don't go here, I don't go there, I don't allow myself. And he brings for Omresh Tikkun Zoya, the Natan of Pikudin, the Inner Tayag Mitzvahs, the Tam Shema Vaya, Anovim be Iskala. And a person keeping the mitzvahs that are Tayag Mitzvahs are told in Shema Vaya, like grapes in on an Eshkol. So the. So it's interesting over here because Lechuretz Fakert. The grapes in the Eshkol, you know, you talk about the tree coming off a vine. One would assume that like the Shemes are the important part, and the grapes are the Eshkol itself is the less important. But it's not like that. The Eshkol is a Sheirish, and the pre is what comes out of it. When I'm trying to ask myself what's bigger, what's more chashuv, what's better, what's more important, etc., I'm comparing Eshkol to I'm comparing root to fruit. So the root is more in what's the right word? I don't say more important. The root has the mila of it giving off the fruit. So the shurish from where the fruit comes from is the root, but the tachlis is the fruit. Now, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Shema of Hashem is higher than any particular mitzvah. But all of the mitzvahs, but the tachlis of the gilu, that Shema Hashem, is to have a concrete mitzias lamata. Without a concrete mitzias lamata, there wouldn't have been a gilu. So when we talk about knowing and understanding the Shemus versus doing the mitzvahs, it depends which is better, which is more important. It really depends on our tfisa. If we're talking about what is the shorish that can be molded out of things, 100% the Eshkol is the shorish and it's molded out of things. But if you're talking about the tachlis is definitely the fruit. The sefer in the Yitzchayim is a sefer from that collective Rizal that deals with the shrashim of Anhaga, the understanding of the shrashim Anhaga, the peiris of is called pre Yitzchayim. That's the kavanis. So the olam hamitzvahs that's why he speaks about the shadayim over here. That's his susha over here. The Shadayim are where I get my Yanika from it. So the mother is the mother. And the mother is higher than Shadayim in the sense that Shadayim come from her. She produces the milk. But I have no Shaykhs. I can't eat my mother. There's no Mahalach of me being Yonik. So I'm Yonik from Shadayim. So if I ask myself, Klape the child, where is the mother be'etzim being mazin? It would be only through the Shadayim. So the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the higher entity, and therefore every ma'isa mitzvah is limited to a certain mitzias, to a certain item, to a certain time. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu transcends it, it's beyond it all, but I get no chias out of shemus HaKadoshim. If I were to sit in a room with shemus HaKadoshim all day long, and not do any pa'ulas of a ma'isa mitzvah, then nothing would come out of it. It's only In other words, my goof, it can't be nene from Shem of Hashem. Knowing it gives me a deeper tam in the milteraps. So when a person learns the inyanim and it does ma'isa mitzvahs, so his ma'isa mitzvah has in itself a bigger tam. But if a person just learns the inyanim and doesn't do ma'isa mitzvahs, there's nothing happening. I can't get chias and straight from it. So just like lemashal, an animal eats grass and I eat the animal, I get from the animal. I don't have from the grass. That's the animal sheirish. The sheirish of Taiv and the Bria is Ibrahim Shalom. The unique of the Bria is through the Shadayim Dafka. That's a makom unique where the child stalls zu. The corresponding item in Ruchnius, that's Menik, is the world of mitzvahs. That's where I can be Yoinik, the inyanim of Alikus, only through what's the right word for it, tunnel or pipeline, through the pipeline of mitzvahs. This was. Yeah, this was part of the machlokes, where once Chassidim started focusing a lot on the pnimius, there was a wariness of, so it's right that a child when he's nursing should ask himself, who am I nursing from, and how wonderful it is to nurse from my mother, but that can't substitute nursing. You can't say, well, it's all about my mother, and if I'm not going to nurse. No, the only thing that keeps you alive is milk. And you have to nurse that, but open up your eyes and see there's something beyond that.
So, I mean, I understand what we're saying, and I'm just not sure why Dafka, the Shadayim that we're yonik from, translated. I understand why it translates into mitzvahs, but why specifically Loisa says?
No, it's both. The Shadayim includes the two Shadayim. One is.
Oh, so say and Loisa say.
Yeah, hating a mitzvahs. Right. There's Shadayim are a right one and a left one, so that you have the unique of both of them. That's why, 100%.
Because Rabbi said about on Shuas years ago of why the Torah, why Matan Torah was compared to the Mishkan through the Loisa says of
right,
is Hamikdash and the Har,
right.
Similar Loisa
says. I had that ball as well. Yes, correct.
But it's not that the Loisa says are the
right. Over there to create the makom, to create the space where you could have it, read Hagbala. Mm-hmm. Okay, next week, Kimetz Hashem, I'm going to be traveling to Israel, so I'm not going to learn it.